Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God in the back, and I would.
Fred Hatcher, Fred Hatcher Jr., two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fist clip. Face it, we get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Not trying to party clubs, it is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, for I am determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect in pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. For we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
bust on. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to pluck it. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murderer, still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
It's as racist as South Africa, or as racist as Portugal, or as racist as any other racialist society on this earth. The only difference between it and South Africa preaches separation and practices separation. America preaches integration and practices segregation. This is the only difference. They don't practice what they preach. Whereas South Africa preaches and practices the same thing. I have more respect for a man who lets me know where he stands, even if he's wrong, than the one who comes up like an angel and is nothing but a devil. Our 16 senatorial committees that govern the country and 20 congressional committees. 10 of the 16 senatorial committees are in the hands of southern racialist senators who are racialists. 13 of the 20, this was before the last election. I think it's even more so now. 10 of the 16 committees, senatorial committees, are in the hands of senators who are southern racialists. 13 of the 20 congressional committees were in the hands of southern congressmen who are racialists, which means out of the 36 committees that govern the foreign and domestic direction of that government, 23 are in the hands of southern racialists. Men who in no way believe in the equality of man, and men who do anything within their power to see that the black man never gets to the same seat or to the same level that they are on. The reason that these men from that area have that type of power is because America has a seniority system. And these who have that seniority have been there longer than anyone else because the black people in the areas where they live can't vote. And it is only because the black man is deprived of his vote that puts these men in positions of power that gives them such influence in the government beyond their actual intellectual or political ability, or even beyond the number of people from the areas that they represent. So we can see in that country that no matter what the federal government professes to be doing, the power of the federal government lies in these committees. And any time a black man or any kind of legislation is proposed to benefit the black man or give the black man his just due, we find that it's locked up in these committees right here. And when they let something through the committee, usually it is so chopped up and fixed up that by the time it becomes law, it's a law that can't be enforced.
Well, just as in World War II, this country could use its news media to propagandize and make the whole American public love the Germans and the Japanese, rather love the Russians and the Chinese and hate the Germans and the Japanese. And then after the war, they changed it and made the American public love the Germans and love the Japanese, hate the Russians and hate the Chinese, which shows that they can make the American public love whom they will and hate whom they will. And that same process can be used to re-educate the American public and show white people how to love black people and show black people how to do something to stand on our own feet and solve our own problems. The black man doesn't have to be taught to love the white man. The white man has to be taught to love the black man.
But
I was invited to address the first Congress of the Council of African Organizations in London. They had a four-day Congress from the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and had invited me there to make the closing address and bring the delegates from the various African organizations that are situated on the European continent up to date in regards to the struggle of the black man in this country in his quest for human rights and human dignity. And in conjunction with that invitation, I had gotten an invitation to visit Paris from the Afro-American community in Paris, which was sponsoring a rally in conjunction with the African community. And I was supposed to go there Tuesday also and address them and let them know the state of development or lack of development of our progress in this country for human rights or toward human rights. As many of you know, when I got to Paris, the man said I couldn't come in. Some man, French man. They gave me no explanation other than to say, we have our orders. They wouldn't let me phone the American embassy, and they tried to imply that the American embassy was behind it, which I told them that I didn't know de Gaulle had become a satellite of Lyndon B. Johnson. I knew that Kennedy had made a satellite out of Khrushchev and Britain and half of these other countries, but I didn't think that France was a satellite of the United States. Well, this made them angry because they like to be independent, you know, or pretend to be independent. The same thing happened in England. As many of you have probably read in the Sunday Times and Tribune, there was a great fear in England concerning me speaking to the West Indian community. And this is because England has a very serious color problem developing, because so many of our people are migrating there from the British West Indies. France, quietly as it is kept, has a very serious color problem developing because of the migration to France of our people from the French West Indies. And with these people from the French West Indies, black people going to France, others from the British West Indies going to England, coupled with the Asians who are coming from the Commonwealth territories, along with the Africans from French Equatorial West Africa, formerly into France, and the British possessions into Britain. There's a large increasing number of dark-skinned people swelling the dark population of France and Britain, and it's giving them a great deal of cause for worry. The only difference over there and over here being that no one of black skin in France has ever tried to unite the dark-skinned people together, neither have they done so in England. So you can somewhat see what their fear is. No effort has been made to unite the Afro-American community or the American Negro community with the West Indian community, and then those two communities with the African community. And those communities with the Asian community.
Free them all, Brother Chairman, live and direct.
What we need to be made acted as a co-chair. I'm also the president and CEO of Community Recallers, where we hold elected officials accountable. Our right to take them out of office and recall them when they don't do the same thing we feel in our best interest. I also am the host of the Tree Shakers Tree Shakers radio talk show every Friday morning at 9 a.m. where we keep it really, really real about the injustices that we face in this community. So that's a little bit about me, and I'm glad to be able to be here today to celebrate the birthday of Malcolm X. I'm glad to see my people in the house, folks that I know across the community. We are in a powerful group. And we may be few, but we large in numbers. Because they're all over our social media watching this event. So we represent the many. Thank you for letting me be here today.
Right on. So you're right. Right on.
My name is Byron Cole. I'm going to stop there because I recognize every face in the room except for the baby.
How y'all doing? I'm Big E. I represent Salem Down Newell and New Orleans People's Assembly. And, you know, I'm also an educator in the city. Been educating here, I guess, about 10 years now. From the city, you know, born and bred, lived my whole life. This is all I know. This is where I'm going to be at. And this is what I'm going to uplift, what I'm trying to help uplift. Every time, you know, shout out Brother Malcolm, when I'm in that schoolhouse every day, you know what I'm saying, I see Malcolm affected in his kids because, you know, he wasn't always the brother that knew everything and wasn't always at the top and who we all know him as now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody came from this here and he went through the struggle. He processed it. He educated himself. And now he then went to the other side and started educating his people and his, gave him up so how he could change all this here. And so, like, that's my energy I put out into the world and, you know, through the youth. The fact of the matter that I know their world and I know something that's better and I'm able to, like, correlate it so that they can see something different, see the power that they got within them. A big thing you always point out is the city budget. 55% of the budget here in the city goes to the police, to the jail, and to reactionary programs. It's been like that for, like, the last 30 years. The police budget went up every year for, like, the last 30
that's
years.
Right. That's
so as poverty, so as crime. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this ain't common sense. It ain't rocket science. And so what we constantly trying to do is educate, and organize our people into a collective of recognizing you don't need this cool politician or this one here to say this, but we got enough people willing to step forward and demand what it is that we deserve. You know, that's it. Again, this city produces over $8 billion annually. You know what I'm saying? I was often talking to a black student from the, our food, our dance, our talk, our music, everything. You know, it's the most tourist-based city in the whole country. And so, you know, I'm glad to be a part of this here so that we can be able to keep building and keep educating the youth, you know what I'm saying, because the future is with them. And this is on us to continuously put out that information because this it gets so whitewashed and it gets so neutralized and it gets you to be like, they can tell you all about Anne Frank and the Boy and the Stripes pajamas, but they don't know nothing about their own, you know what I'm saying, tragedy and stuff that has affected us. The post-traumatic slave syndrome that many of us still gone through. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to be honored to be a part of this and, you know, build with my folks. All power.
All power to people. Right on. Right. So you're right.
All right. So, you know, I think one of the things we're going to call off
is that you're going to get your hands.
what he advocates, what he stands for, you know.
baby show. One thing everybody know about me over here is that you know, and it was in Texas, you know. And then just come out and say, you know, who shot me. It was a family that he's not here.
Correlation between voting. Covered at all by the media, and the newspaper claimed they didn't know who all qualified and left some people out, and then voting stations in key black areas were closed and nobody said anything at all. They all were bought. 95% of your activists, people in this room, was bought. Some of them, not all of y'all.
It was no debate.
That's the real truth. Wasn't no debate. She didn't have to explain what happened. Nothing. Now everybody complaining about the same things me and Nooneyman were saying in their election.
So where the press, the media was clearly on the side of the establishment, and you know she's the Cantrell is the clear established, you know, black person that they like to hold up because she appeases the white power structure here in this city. In the state, you know, she appeases the white power structure. Any of those politicians, Senate
mayor, city, council, whatever. Those people are going to appease the white power structure. They wouldn't allow none of us to get on that ballot and actually get in that position.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
fairly, equally.
Your next mayor going to be Helena Moreno, off the same stuff that me and Nooney Man have been saying off my mama. Like, now she's all of a sudden stepping up, doing something. And when we were saying these things, when my mama was alive saying them, she was silent. And so people need to understand everything is convenient now. All of a sudden she's for, you know, making marijuana not offensive and all the stuff that we've been saying. And so, I mean, everybody in this room is aware of that. But when I match the tone of the insanity that they bring to us, everybody says, oh, Byron, there's an etiquette. You can't do that. But then I watch them get way out of line. The oppressor get way out of line. And they don't nobody say nothing, but they won't blame our children.
And some of that to do.
I just answered that. Really? The box, the ballot ain't no good no more.
All right, so whether we going to go with civil rights or what?
Question, because there's a lot of misinformation going on and whatnot, right? And so I just saw an article maybe 3 months ago that said that NCOBRA is proposing specifics to how the money is allocated. Do you know anything about that?
That's not true. I sit on the board. No. A lot of misinformation will continue to be thrown out there. A lot of misinformation.
So NCOBRA doesn't have any. I used to have that job, actually. Your job that you hold right now, that was my job.
As a co-chair of
as the whole
female co-chair.
I was the whole chair, the whole reason of this job.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm asking some questions because I believe in what they're doing, but I'm looking on the social media and I'm seeing a lot of rebuttal that's, you know, causing people to split. So I'm trying to make the truth be out.
Okay, the truth is, and I'm just going to be honest with you, because of the kind of people who are in this room. Just, they're running a new COINTELPRO. Well, that's, I don't think. What happens is, everybody basically snubs, laughs at each other. Black Congress people would read the newspaper while our leaders in the COVID were talking. And in some kind of way, after the passing of Brother Congress, the congressman, Sister Sheila Lee Jackson, managed to get it out of committee. And now it's on the floor of Congress. Everybody knows in here that politics is so close. Dirty, bloodless war, and there can be blood, there can be bloodshed, but it can be died. Black, white Republicans and white supremacists have taken some inexperienced university student type people and professors that have no life experience being left behind. I'm not, they're injured too, the psychological is wrong with them, but they're totally out of tune with reality. And basically, they're military people and undercover republics. I have met with them before, early on, because they made the mistake of trying to recruit me, and I said, I'm with the Cobra. And they're going around telling people don't call themselves black. What I'm saying is this huge amount of money is put out to disinform, and it basically all goes back to Donald Trump's movement. So part of the line is strategy that is civil rights and trying to get back is to get their people that they can negotiate with, that they know will accommodate them and keep white folks in the comfort zone, and then present them to the rest of us and say, well, this is the person you should follow. He or she is black like you. Okay, we can't fall for that anymore. Everybody come from us, look like us, ain't us. Okay, it's all about the mind, the anger. Also, I hate to say this, but I'm just going to say it quick. And Cobra itself has been infiltrated. However, the way we counter that is HR 40 is a bill that we should support, even if we don't normally support electoral policies. We do need to try to at least get that through. However, it doesn't begin there. It stops here. HR 40, if you read what Brother Malcolm said, we're here to honor, and how that bill is written is simply a political and legal oriented rewording of what he told us to do in the first place. He said for us to get together, create our internal structure, and hold hearings all across the country about what we want as a people. We don't need any one person to speak reparations. This has got to be a collective effort, and above all, it must be a peace cry. I'm talking about black people. Now, it has gotten to the point where I turn on white talk show stations, and white people are discussing our reparations. I participate in a reparations event not all the world, I don't know how many organizations, but a white woman asked me how much was the Cobra contributor. And I'm going like, the wrong question. That was the, why is a white person asking me what I'm going to do about our own reparations? It has to be a self-determined process. And the only way that it's going to be a self-determined process is if people in mass that are our descendants of African slaves come together and say, hey, you are no longer going to take our leaders. Our leaders are picked by the leaders. Our leaders are picked in back rooms by people who can afford to pay them and pay for the publicity to cover up their mess. We can put a stop to all of that if we come together with the most oppressed and left behind segment of our community. I challenged the panel of 4218 not too long ago, and I said to them, I said, you know, ever since civil rights happened, there was a big separation because what we had was total immigration. We didn't have real immigration in this society. We never will. And I said, why is it that when it comes to civil rights and not even reparations, our most oppressed, most injured, most left behind, the most in our community, suicidal, has been trampled on and wasted, are always the object of discussion, but we're never a part of it. And that has to stop.
Where can they go and give them the website of where they can go and see?
Tell us what he thinks the next step is before we respond. Well, he's older than all of us. Well, let me answer that first. Then. True. We live in a majority black population. Wherever you have a majority black population, you can control the ballot. I'm just saying, though. What's the credentials of the panel?
This country doesn't respect nothing else but blood and money.
Yep.
Period. There is nothing else that this country will ever respect other than blood or money. We have shed all of our blood. We have given all of our money. We have gave everything that there is of us. We know that the ballot ain't right. We know that the judges ain't right. We know that the system ain't right. We can't keep on talking about this. We all tired of talking about this. We all tired of talking. Ain't no other choice but to give your blood, give your money, or give your good. We get a part of the system to appease our people and appease the times for the ones that feel like we got a chance in this shit. Amen. Not the way that you support the one, just like that the other just said. It ain't no fair complicity to us being inside. They just still voting for the future of the human being. So let's not be bullshitting to the reality of that and we went along with the bullshit.
They ain't changed that.
With this, we, under Obama and whoever else, and before that, we, as a people, we did. So the thing about it is, like it got to be us. The ballot of the bullet, it got to be the bullet, but the bullet got to be bought. So I say something such as this, right? Economically, we got 4, 5, 6. We got about almost 30 of my people here, right? If we was to take $30 and put that to the side 4 times a week, that'll do us some justice just to see that that's what we doing as a collective to buy our book. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want us to get it to school with the bullet being actually bullet. I mean a bullet for whatever it gotta be to get us to the hell from out of this hell room so we won't keep on talking about this. And it's gonna happen with the
But it's going to be the truth. But I'm not going to single anyone out, and I'm not going to disrespect anyone. He asked if we saw any other way than the bullet. And I asked him to tell us exactly what he meant by that, but he chose not to. So I'm assuming he means some type of movement, some type of mobilization, brother. Is that what you're just saying? Well, address, that's, okay, that word's leaving me a little, it's so ambiguous, right? Do you mean address other than what we've already addressed? Okay, well, the bullet, sir, is all of the behavior that you see me exhibiting on a daily basis that you admonish. When my mother was on her deathbed, she told me that my tone must match the tone of the insanity I face. It's as simple as a tug of war. It's like in real life. I'm trying to give you something, a metaphor, right? You're only going to win if you're exerting the amount of force or more than the other side. And so as I look at this room, I see some people I really do respect. And then I see some that the people I see in here that we respect, we talk about y'all. For real. Because when it's time to show some civil disobedience, you're afraid to risk anything. When it's time to go to jail and stand, you're afraid to exert your power and show that we are a block, a majority demographic here, and we keep letting it get split up by the bureaucracy and politician of the brown paper bag test. And so the reason why I said that to you specifically, Mr. WC, is because you and I sit as members on a board at the Booster Club at the park where y'all have sat on the key and won't let us do any real-time community programming in the Seven Wall for these little boys. And y'all have sat there and watched the pool get dominated by yoga classes, and then when I try to point it out, no matter how eloquently, for the sake of the children, y'all villainize me. Even call the police on me and give them false charges and refuse to speak up and tell the truth when they get there. So structure has to be had. Now, what I was saying to my little brother right there, y'all might don't know, but we blood, we ain't blood, but we brothers. Yeah, he'll sleep on my couch and ain't nothing. My children call him Uncle Sino, even my grown children. So I'm going to use him today because I love him. And I know even if he get mad and won't fight me, he ain't going to kill me. I'm going to use him today, for real. What discretion are we using for these panels? I purposely didn't give no resume because I'm listening to all this here. You heard me? But how much of what we listen to in resume is boots on the ground? For real. We got to go back to a real structure. So y'all tell me to listen to my little brother too, that my mama birthed at our table into this movement. And I had already been in it for 30 years. And we're going to have to make some distinctions. For real. Or y'all going to keep calling me crazy? Because the only time y'all all come together as a collective is to fight me. For real. So I didn't pay to become. I didn't pay. It wasn't no economics that got me where people won't hear what I got to say. It was this real struggle. It was them elders seeing that my mama had us out there when we were 4 years old. Me and this man is brothers in the struggle. My mom and his daddy was comrades before we was born. Panther and NAACP. Okay? So I'm talking to my peers now in my city. It's structure. Ain't no, we don't need no bullet, little brother. Whenever you're the majority, you can control the local politics. It's that simple. What we need to do now is start being responsible for our associations. You are who you rock with. That's where we need to go. I really just came here to support my brother and tell him that he can't leave the city without seeing me. I love y'all. I'll catch y'all at the next.
Thank you. And,
for our family, the bullet. Participate in that nonsense no more. Now you're talking about the bullet, all right? The bullet is called conversation of conspiracy. Oh, right now, Brother Roosevelt Muhammad, go by the name of Brother Supreme, 19 among my youth. Right now, we talking about a bullet. The bullets that's being cast in our community are trained assassins. Our youth. They are being given the mindset from the game system they're playing. They're playing San Andreas and Fortnite. So for 8 to 9 hours, they're murdering. On that game, every individual is their op. So when they leave their house, they don't know how to take the computer mindset off, so every other black man is their op. So now, the same individual you looking at, the white boy just murdered how many people?
Didn't he?
All right, that's a mindset.
Speaking.
But that mindset is in 45% of our youth who will execute just like him in a heartbeat. So the bullet lies with this father I'm looking at. See that gunpowder I'm looking at? All y'all not elders to me. Right? Our youth misguided because the gunpowder right here keeping their goddamn mouth shut. How can they know except they have a teacher? And how can they have a teacher except he or she is sick? They have no guardian. We do Malcolm X once a goddamn year. This man wisdom's supposed to be pumping 7 days a week. We're supposed to have meetings on the corner. That's what Malcolm was at. Don't talk, Malcolm, and you ain't got to blow home.
Yes,
what's wrong with us?
Yes,
we cuckoo or crazy?
Yes.
The evidence that we're not dead is we're in this goddamn room right now. So I'm looking at cell of the man love right here. So I'm only asking us to come from the panel to go to work. The youngster you see killing out there, 29 years ago, that was me. And a man named Malcolm X, who thought like Malcolm, rocked like Malcolm, confronted me. And gave me a new mindset. Told me, you want, look, you like Malcolm, want to die for something? And I've been on that same path with Malcolm, 29 years. I know what the young brother just got up and walked out of his field life. Won't call him crazy because he peer shoot. He just unorganized shoot and haven't got the proper support, so he unbalanced. Because we talk behind his back, slander the man. Black folks eating black folks psychologically. Listen, I'm going to shut up after this. Welcome to Harvest of the Wheat and the Tear. Black folks, it's harvest time. If you don't get out and harvest your youth, they're going to kill you. You can't hide in your house. There's no jobs, no resources. So if you don't get out and sell a little bit you got, they're going to kick the damn door in anyway. They don't go to white folks' neighborhood. They're scared. Because when they go in and touch a white person, they get charged as a dope. They could kill a black man. This is a normal crime.
Right. They might get away with it.
So now you looking at what we going to do. Malcolm affected all of us, brothers. But let's be real. Is he worth once a year memory? Or is this man's sacrifice worth 7 days a week, 365 days a year? You don't put the Musa King down? You don't like to shoot no more? I know it hurts to carry it. We talk the talk. I don't want to be a goddamn influencer. I want to be a solid leader that leads our youth to a responsible, productive way of life. So the ballot is, how many youngsters you can take off the block and give them a basic, real, legitimate way to survive? Can you do that? Or can you tell them, good brother, you need to get your mind right. You need to be productive.
It's ugly.
No organizations right now is effective in our neighborhood. Right? Every one of them, the brother don't, I don't know if he knows. Every organization has been taken over.
Everyone.
Okay? The new boys in town is the Hebrew life. You don't like them, huh? Why you don't like them? Because they act like the old Nation of Islam, huh? Remember how the soldiers used to be out in the nation? Now the Hebrew life is a new nation. Because the soldiers in the nation been frustrated. Because the infiltrators went into the nation and frustrated all the soldiers in the nation. Now they won't even push in the nation. When the last time you saw a soldier on the corner with a paper?
I have not.
Okay. That means somebody got in and took them off their goddamn post. Okay, so wait. Where the Masons at? They used to recruit. The only people recruiting is the Hebrew lights. The only difference is nobody wants the Bible because we all been ran game on by Bible toters. So the Hebrew lights got a hard time trying to give you the damn Bible. You don't want to have nothing to do with that. So what I need today, brother, thank you for pulling this off again.
Sure.
You listen. Get Chewy this, bud. Hey, Chewy, I love you. Listen, this is a true leader. Listen, I'm not playing. This is really, in my 29-some years of being conscious, I only see about 4 leaders I can see in this room who have been consistently in this struggle as examples to me. And I honor my brothers. I love y'all. Listen, and for those who don't want to be called crazy, do you know the word crazy is the honorary title?
Yeah. Around here it is. It still is.
If they don't call you crazy, something wrong.
That's
that means you compromise. to go along with that nonsense. You crazy, Ronnie, still asking the white folk for a non-profit organization. Poo-poo for Cocoa Puff. How they gonna give you grant money they ain't got? Wake the hell up, black people. Do what the honorable Elijah Muhammad said, do for self.
Yes, sir.
Do for self. Did he tell you get in the grant line, or did he tell you do for self? Why we haven't done for self? When I came to consciousness, I was able to go to Muslim restaurants in every major city. Where they at? Now I got to pull up on the Mexicans. Because the Mexicans is the new work-addicted individual. You used to have black men coming up, waking up, building businesses, starting businesses. We don't went back to sleep. You know why? The CIA don't went back to work. The dope is in the community.
Yep.
So how many of y'all willing to stand up with me? I'm willing to go to the community, give each and every drug dealer a four-year grace period. Stop selling dope to your own people. You're agent for the government of debt. You my goddamn enemy. I'm here to warn you. After the 4 years, you still doing it, fucking, we kill it. I'm a grown man, you hear it coming out of my mouth? Poke that shit. But who gonna stand with me? You see what I'm saying? Y'all ain't about that goddamn life. See, listen, it's that game. You want a real leader? I ain't a leader, I'm a servant. Sisters, y'all want protection? Get out of the whole lifestyle. I'll put my life on the line for you. But if you dating a fuck boy, I can't help you. I'll put you up, pay for you to live, but you gotta be productive. See how the nuns are taken care of by the Catholic Church? I'm willing to take care of the sisters just like the nuns are taken care of if you live right. What you about that life? Brother, you want somewhere to live? We're a brotherhood. You don't got nowhere to live, you live with me. But your ass getting up early in the morning and go to work. You want to build a brotherhood? Come on, let's get it popping. Don't blame me your religion. Keep that to yourself. That's like your soap. It's personal. Wash your ass with it, but I want to see some clean activity. You want to know the new religion? Word is bond, and bond is life. And I give my life before my words shall fail. Sister, please don't stop me. They listen to country music all goddamn day. So, Eddie, if their parents don't check, then you don't check. I'm in pure raw mode. I ain't into nonsense. If you're going to check me, call Q93 and tell them to shut it down. All right, then leave me alone. I ain't here to argue with each other. Listen, baby, listen. One of the things we do... It's when we come among each other, we can powwow, right? We can start motivation. But we're in the middle of a talk, we correct each other.
All of them is my
baby. Listen, I'm not saying nothing wrong. Sister. Sister. Beautiful. Beautiful. See, listen to me. You in violation. You let a man talk. I'm actually the at ease. When your brother is at ease, you should at ease. Listen, I'm not being disrespectful. Listen. You don't black leadership. No, go, brother. You can talk. Take over. No, that
yeah,
brother continue.
I wouldn't let no white man come in here.
Listen,
talk over that. I wouldn't let no white man come over here.
Listen, I'm good now. I'm good. I'm going to pass the mic to the brother and let him continue.
But look, my thing was what I was saying in reference to Brother W.C. with the bullet. You know, this is cellular colonial nation. You know what I'm saying? That reality, that's just assimilation into the white and power structure of America. You know what I'm saying? It's a capitalist nation in which this land was exploited, the people were exploited, you know, and it continue to do that. You know, this thing is designed to keep us on a hamster wheel, working 9 to 5 forever, endlessly, until there is no more. You know what I'm saying? It keeps still drilling in the ocean. You know, it's still drilling into the Gulf of Mexico with oil. And how hot it is outside, I don't have solar panels on every single house throughout this whole world. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sort of stuff we got to be recognizing. That's one piece. Also, the piece about, like, look at NAGA, National African American Gun Association, you know what I'm saying? They got a chapter here, you know, in which as we talk about us on that piece of that's a real organization, man. It ain't no shoot 'em up, bang, bang type shit in which we just going out there buying guns, buying bullets, I got this, I got that. That's real organization that needs to take place. And so, I suggest, you know, we holler at NAGA. They're on the national level. They're on the local level. That's something that we go see. They are structured and we get the tenants to build. You know what I'm saying? That ain't out the woodwork. That ain't nothing crazy. That's something that you can do right now. You know, so you could Google that, NAGA, N-A-A-G-A, you know, something that you could get down with. Because, again, like, a lot of us are scared. Like, we've been whitewashed, these last names that we walk around with, the name of this city, the name of the state, all that shit plays a deep effect on our psyche. So a lot of what, you know, Brother Roosevelt was saying, Sister Kim, everybody along this, our psyche got to get right. You know what I'm saying? Get out of our white mind, get into our right mind. Because from the last name to the way in which we move, the jobs we got, and I see it every day. I've been in the schoolhouse for like the last 10 years, and I see the ways in which these kids, the individualism that they teach of I got $1 million, I got me, you know what I'm saying? Instead of the collective of everybody, you know what I'm saying? My brother, my sister. And so I'm in that schoolhouse. I'm trying to attack the psyche of what these even as school systems indoctrinate our kids with. The gears around testing, it ain't no real education happening. It's rote memorization. You know, so like Brother Roosevelt was saying, we got to be out in the street. We got to sacrifice some of our time, some of our money. You know what I'm saying? Like a real sacrifice. Sacrificing the glorious life of America. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know people up in this room know that. But for the folks on the outside that got a little bit more, well-to-do-ness with them, that don't want to shake the boat or whatnot, like this boat been shaking. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to like continuously agitate them to get them to be on this ground level with us. Because the shit is hard work. It's strenuous. You know what I'm saying? It weighs a lot on your body, your mind, your spirit. You know, as you see the destruction of your people and you know the history of it. It's something that, you know, just day by day, every day. So like just hands of the feet, and again, how that NAGA, be able to get yourself organized within and comfortable within, you know, ammo and guns and everything of that nature. And stop living the false reality that we're going to vote our way out of this. That, like I said, any of those politicians that you see, they appease the white power structure from, you know, local level, state level, national level. You know, that is the way in which the civil rights part, instead of me going to Brother Roosevelt grocery store, I go to Walmart now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that was a way to funnel in money into white capitalism and whatnot. And so, I mean, that's where I'm at with it, like what I see and believe. Like, got a more direct question I'd be willing to more answer. Anybody else?
To a point where we know the workers, right? We see the workers. I said, we come to a point where we know the workers and we see the workers. Now we see a lot of people won't labor with it. So when now is it a time we have a united gathering of resources where we can fulfill our cry?
We talk land. We talk resources. But right now, individually, we got these things. But as a body of us who collected this black body right now, do we have enough food to feed all of us in this room for the next year? So I'm asking us, can we get behind the turn of disunity and say, it's time for us to say, you know what? This is where we're going with this. No more Nation of Islam, our Baptist church, no more Hebrew, like none of that. We need a coalition of one body. One body. And I'll share with y'all what I'm doing with my youth. We go door to door collecting names and numbers. So when we go to the politician, we got power. All right? We demanding something. We haven't went to them yet. But we collecting the names and the numbers of those who support my youngsters. So when I give that so-called wannabe mayor the 50,000 or 100,000 names, these people are already giving $10 a month to my youngster to keep them productive for breaking any goddamn car. The proof is in the work. Now, who do you think they're going to vote for? The thing is, but what are we asking these people for? They're able to persuade us away from voting in unity over a paycheck. Most of us are in the government lap because we're depending on them for contracts. So the brothers who you they be talking about, the ones who are already in the loop, who are so-called revolutionary on the video stream of the news, they can't take the vote because their income is connected to the goddamn government. So they can't talk radical, okay? They are what you call vivid puppets, nice intellectual talkers. So when people like I talk or brother, the other brother who just walked out talk, sometimes y'all think we rambling off at the mouth. But I don't bow down. I don't move for money. If you don't know me by now, I'm in love with young people. I save young people. I house young people. So I'm asking you to go on your considerate heart. Find within your income of 31 days at least $10 to $25. Buy their t-shirts, buy their air fresheners, buy their soap. There's no jobs available in America, not even for you. So your little income Social Security, give a piece of it to the damn babies. Please. We are in need of gathering the children because they're going to turn on the elders. Y'all playing. Listen. They go after the weakest individual. And y'all talk the reckless ones about them. The elders, the ones that's constantly talking crazy to them. So you embracing them as you walk in the store and he asking you for 30 cents, a quarter to wash the windshield. You talk stupid to him. You turn his heart bitter because he's trying to do the right thing. He asks you for a dollar to wash your windshield. He asked you for a dollar to buy a bottle of water. Look what the children doing. They're striving to be productive, but you walk by, spend $1.39, and they get an air tax for a cold drink. And then you wonder why your window broke and then late at night. Listen, Matthew 19:14. Suck unto me the little children, for such is the kingdom of God. Do y'all love y'all grandchildren? I just got jumped on. I love you for jumping on me over these children. All right? I know you love them. I love them too. But when I walk up in the neighborhood, 98% of them shaking their butt. So when do we address that? I make them shut the music off. But I can't be forceful. Man, you messing the party up. But I don't want my babies doing that. Can I get 5 or 6 brothers to come out with me? We used to have brothers do that every week. But without... We was looking for a microwave solution. We wasn't looking for the longevity for 4 years, 5 years of doing this work. So, brothers, let's take this particular life panel. Can we do this twice a month? And I'm going to shut up and listen to that man teach. I'm going to shut up once a week like that man teach. I'm going to shut up. Listen, we can share the mic, but I'm looking at intellectual giants that are not being heard. They don't put you in space. You know what you know? It's not in the cloud. We say, boy, they don't buy DVDs no more. Listen, that's false freedom consciousness, man. Let's go to work again. Yes. The harvest is right. The laborers are few. Listen, nobody hurt. I'm not fussing, but I'm talking to laborers who I witnessed labor. Y'all been laboring all of my conscious life. So I'm not talking at you reckless. Please don't take it that way. I just request that we charge each other up. All right? Y'all remember they said when Peter was asked, when you wake back up, go back and strengthen who? Your brother. We all need some strengthening, brother. You say, oh, man, I'm woke. You ain't woke. I don't see you in the community. If you don't want to be in the community, at least turn your damn your Facebook into at least do what my brother do. Aggravate the piss out you. Talk stupid to you. I like that. Because somebody need to talk stupid to us. Retarded. We don't went completely asleep. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Complain about something he's engaging in, right? It's killing the momentum of the event. It's because it's a dialogue. All right, so listen, let's end that and let this sister go.
All right,
so, yeah, kill it. Go, let her go. Night at my Boys and Girls Club in the East is Manhood 101. I ask sisters to drop their boys off. I'm going to feed them and teach. It's Manhood 101. And I'm asking the brothers to participate. I don't want to always be the person speaking. So if you want to talk to young people, every Thursday, if you don't want to be involved, once a month, give up $12 to feed one of them. That's it. Now, the town hall meeting part, we do with the Love Not Violence Study Group, right? This is every week, Tuesday. We've been doing it at the club at 7140 every Tuesday, right? Galvanizing. But the thing is this another meeting like this that comes into an argument? Every meeting leads to a dispute because it's all of us passionate about something. But I want us to leave that passion to activity. Verbalization without actualization is a nuisance. So when now I'm at that point where if you come to the meeting talking and I don't see you, when I see you again, I'm going to call you out. Because that's what happens. Brothers come to the meeting, get the meeting all riled up, what we should do. You know, this is what we should do. And then Saturday when we're about to go in the community, the one that was saying what we should do, don't show up. But then the next meeting in there again, saying what we should do. No, I'm a grown man. You didn't show up last time. You ain't even permitted in this meeting. Go. Because you didn't make your word bind.
No, listen.
Organization. Listen, that brother said something, right? If we want to be organized, right? And if everybody agree to do their part, and everybody in here do their part, and you show up and you didn't do your part. Now, everybody in here needs to be accountable for why you didn't. We ask them for explanation for why you didn't do your part. Next week, you come with the same excuse, but everybody else done their part. Should you be allowed to continue not to do your part?
Well, that's an organization.
Yes, now that's what I'm asking us to lay up there and put in place, because what's happening is we have no structure.
Well, that's what...
We're here today. We're here because of that brother there. Doing this once a month. Listen, once a year, he do this. Now listen, the evidence he's successful is that every year he get a majority of us here. Now, I would like to take his data.
The power that we have.
And have that every... Now listen, I'll ask you this. Would you be willing to obligate yourself to one of those monthly meetings? And then, we got one brush. How many other of us will take that leadership role and help facilitate? Because if you call a meeting, are you going to show up?
in the first place. We've got to address the psychological damage
And I don't mean the way they do it themselves in the college and the university. I mean we deal with it as black folks, of course, our culture and our heritage, because none of the stuff that fails.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. I was just soaking into the head too. I'm doing it.
So the point is, you like to tell the truth.
we sometimes we talk about unity. Like I remember when I was still Catholic, some brothers walked into the unity. I was a Christian, Christian. You get to the basketball team together. That's what this is what I mean. This is your role, this is going to be so a caveat, when we have to tell the name, we don't want to say that. If you say black people be Christian, I'm going to go down to the wrong case. That's idealism, we don't want to say. You have to see your inner child's name. It's called black events. It's talking about black people who get up north, they escape, come back, stop, to the plantation. And that's the reality. That's what you have some kids that call the stuff on the thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's the past that transcends. Get called, same man, same old. We have to turn the community to the platform. Recognize that everything is political. This is really the city's policy with the next world policy. The thing is the conscious with the next world policy. The word, the term. People tell you what they are. To return to you. Not just to share praise, to share my life, to the conscious. But again, see the people of the black community, black people in the system of grabbing their business, you see the intelligence or the intelligence. Black people in the system of grabbing their business, you see the intelligence or the intelligence. In other words, it is not the same way about the system of the rest of the world. And the folks say, are you a capitalist? And the folks say, no, we ain't a capitalist. They're afraid that they ain't a fool thing. And the folks don't look about socialism. This is the opportunity to make a statement. It's only nothing called the word of the time. And the folks don't look about the free breakfast program. And she said, this is the key to see not sure. This is the test. It's what you're playing now. There was a policy like real estate. Time and location, everything. You take all this into account. People get charged or begin to get involved in struggle. We're not going to run off. And I'm going to make it all back to knowledge for all you have to people get involved in struggle because they will sometimes one way. Inspiration, aspiration, destiny. Inspiration, aspiration, destiny. You need to romanticize the black power movement. They can hear that yesterday, I know you want that, and then I'm going to go on. There's some kind of people who come to me, the most people who come to me, they can't talk to the other. They have over 25. We told the school, you say, after everything is different, let's talk about the state of the union. You're going to do it, you're going to say that. Power is the business of the science of the number of the state. Power is the business of the science of the number of the state. And the quote does have a reaction to the future on the case of this the swamp is the whole thing. The fact you're driving on the mountain, the story goes down the top. If you're driving, you're going to go there and go there. Thank you. Thanksgiving for America. Anybody out there,
you got to be here. You're not, this is very much. You got to be out of
I'm over there. Who knows what over there? That's that hotel over there. The woman they call the American gang, they told this guy, Fred Rupert, to stop him up.
Thank you.
because of his death. We might have the cabin closed at night and Sunday at 4 o'clock, but he's never been there. I've known him for a long time, but he's never been there. The son has said, if that's going to go, get that. He's going to go. I laid on the rest of the town and I got a quiet little thing. God, the fuck is proud of what I see in my mind. I'm going to make you fight for a long time with you. I think 18 years in the morning, I can't put real motherfuckers in my sacrifice. What I did, I don't know. So when I put it out of the when I put it in the world, I'm going to put it in the sacrifice. They'll tell you that we have 50 years in the world, we are the first one to be on this earth. It's all come from the sky. It's not for all.
Thank you. Oh, you are. Mississippi. It goes beyond Alabama. It goes beyond Harlem. What is it revolting against? The power structure. The American power structure? No. The French power structure? No. The English power structure? No. Then what power structure? An international Western power structure.